יהיה מה שיהיה, אני עוד אשנה, אני אגשים את חלומי. נושאי בשורה רעה, מכות עוד גזרה, לא ישנו את מהותי. אני את ואין שלצידי עוד ננצח, לא בגלל הכוח, רק בגלל הרוח הנושת בגבי, רק בגלל הרוח בתוכי, במוחי, בנשמתי, רק בגלל בתוכי, בדמי, בנשמתי. את שיש לי להגיד, אני עוד אצרח, אפילו בירח ישמעו. מי שיגיד לו כך, אותו יבוא היום הוכיח צדקתי, כן. אני את והאל שלצידי עוד ננצח, לא בגלל הכוח, רק בגלל הרוח הנושבת בגבי, רק בגלל בתוכי, בדמי, בנשמתי.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are keeping Israeli music on your dial right here on the Israel Hour, 88.7 WRSU-FM, New Brunswick, and online all the time at WRSU.org. Shalom lekulam, bruchim abaim. Hope you all had a Chag Sameach, a wonderful, beautiful, meaningful holiday of Passover. And I apologize for being out of of the studio for the past 2 weeks. We were away for the holiday. But happy, so happy to be back for you today, bringing you a great edition of the Israel Hour. And a big thanks, as always, to Mark, who sat in during our absence. He is always there when we need him, and we need him quite often these days. So thank you so much, Mark. We really, really, really appreciate it. We're so glad that you're tuned in today. You're going to be happy that you did tune in today. This is a great edition of the Israel Hour. In addition to the number one song in all of Israel, which we'll play for you in just a moment, we have a special guest for you today. We have Ahinoam Nini. She will be in concert all over the United States over these next couple of weeks. We'll give you the full rundown. In our area, she will be at the Highline Ballroom, I believe, on April 30th. Got to check that out. We'll get her on the phone in just a little while. And this morning, she sent me a few songs from a brand new album. I don't know if these have been heard anywhere. I'm going to have to ask her. I'm very excited to play them for you. She has a new album coming out. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about her concert in New York and throughout the United States and about all that's going on in the world of Noah, Ahinoam Nini. I never know what to call her. I think she wants me to call her Noah. But, you know, we kind of know her as Ahinoam. We Israeli music fans know her as Ahinoam. So, I don't know. We'll see. But thank you so much for tuning in. We're on Facebook at facebook.com/Israel Hour. Join the conversation. Say hello. If there's a question you have for the great Ahinoam Nini, let us know. facebook.com/Israel Hour. The email address, info@IsraelHour.com, and my phone number is 732-932-8800. And thank you so much for tuning in. Let's bring you right now the number one song in all of Israel. We usually keep you in suspense for a little while, but it's a packed show today. Oh, by the way, on another note, today begins Yom HaShoah, the day marked throughout the world as Holocaust Remembrance Day. And we always have a lot to remember on Holocaust Remembrance Day. That was painfully obvious that anti-Semitism is alive and well based on the events that took place in Overland Park, Kansas, 2 weeks ago, 2 weeks ago today. And we have a lot to remember on this Yom HaShoah. We will play some music that fits the mood, including one of those brand new songs by Ahinoam. So stay tuned for that. Lots going on today's show. Thank you so much for tuning into the Israel Hour. The number one song in all of Israel, Amir Benayoun, Sufa.
וטלטלה גדולה המים חודרים אליה היא טובעת לאט כולם קופצים בבהלה איתך אני יודע איך לאהוב אותי אפילו שאני אני איתך אני פשוט זוכר תמיד להיות כמו שאני פשוט זוכר תמיד להיות כמו שאני
Come on. תעשה כל יום דבר כן שמאז ומתמיד מפחיד היום אתה חי מחר מת ההווה זה עתיד שכח את הפקולטות שכח את הפגיעות בך תשתדל לחיות בסוטו עוד הוא רחוקה אבל תיסע שב תחת את זית בטבע המושלם בלי כביש אין כוח בעולם שיעצור אותך מלהרגיש אתה תמיד המלך אין אף אחד מעליך תצטרף ללהקה קטנה בדרך הם מחפשים זמר לשיר את השמחה תהיה כבר אמיתי איתי תרקוד תרקוד ביום שישי תרקוד תרקוד ביום שבת אתה המלך הגדול אתה לא זן פוליטי אתה לא זבוב שאף בחדר מה יש לך מה יש לך תהיה כבר אמיתי ואין כל דבר, כל דבר בסביבה חבק שוב את עורך את חברך אל תעזור תפליגוניותיך את כל הים עד קו החור
ילך
יחף בלובי אל תילחם כשיש ברירה תן לה לשתות לך את השוקו בתוך דירה סגורה
לאן שלא תיסע תיקח
לאן שלא תיסע תיקח שני בגדים ודוכיפה
אבל אחי
אבל אחי בבית זה עם המשפחה שלך
אל תחכה לאלה
אל תחכה לאלה שלא יבואו שרוף תפתיר הנה היא באה ממולך והיא שלך אתה אמיתי תהיה כבר אמיתי איתי תרקוד תרקוד ביום שישי תרקוד תרקוד ביום שבת אתה המלך הגדול אתה לא זן פוליטי אתה לא זבוב שאהב בחדר מה יש לך מה יש לך תהיה כבר אמיתי
Shlomo Aretzi on the Israel Hour, 88.7 WRSU, Hamiti. Before that, Amir Binayun with brand new music, number one in Israel, Sufa. And Shlomi Shabbat started us off with Rak Biglal HaRuach. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Israel Hour, 88.7 WRSU. Let me say hello to Harlan, listening in Florida, to Dove in New Jersey, Shari also in New Jersey, Joel here nearby in East Brunswick, New Jersey, all said hello. Thank you so much. The rest of you, facebook.com/Israel Hour. You've chosen to tune in on a very good day. Achinoam Nini will be our guest in just a few minutes here on the air. Looking forward to chatting with her. But before that, I need to play a song that we play every year on Yom HaShoah. Tonight and tomorrow marks the commemoration of Yom HaShoah, Holocaust Remembrance Day. I know there are commemorations going on all over the place tonight, today, tomorrow. And in addition to the siren that permeates the air throughout all of Israel tonight and tomorrow, I believe, a very eerie sight to be seen as Israel stops dead to pay their respects to the 6 million victims of the Holocaust. One song that I need to play each and every year, I feel nobody has done it so well as Subliminal and Miri Ben-Ari. Who would have thought that a rap star would capture the hearts, would capture the minds, would capture the occasion so well? This is Subliminal with accompaniment by Miri Ben-Ari. Adon Olam Ad Matai.
לא תספיק לשישה מיליון אף פעם לא נוכל לקלוט את גודל האסון היה לו חזון סופי הפתרון כולם הולכים לישון וזה היום האחרון אחד ועוד אחד עם שלם כמעט נכחד שאפילו האמיץ ביותר לא שרד אף אחד לא בן אדם כל אחד נהיה מספר שעומד בתור ארוך לא לראות את המחר כל כך הרבה בכי ואפילו לא דמעה כל כך הרבה סוף וזו בכלל ההתחלה המון תפילות צעקות ולא שומעים צליל ואיך המשיח לא בא כבר להציל מטרות נאות במטווחו של השטן אי אפשר להתחבר ולברוח אין לאן טמפרטורה מתחממת ונדבקת לרגליים עפר לעפר הנשמות לשמיים את השקרים חסרי עונים עוד נאבקים על החיים נרצחו נשדדו דחו נשמותיהם מוסברו שועבדו לא נשכח את שמותיהם הרגו את החירות אך נשארה עוד התקווה הנפש הומייה העין צופייה טבח ללא סיבה ים של קורבנות לי צהוב על החולצה הוא ישלח ללהבות איך אפשר לקטוף לילדים את החלומות בזמן שחוטפים למבוגרים את הזיכרונות מה עשיתי כל כך רע שאין שום מחילה תמיד אמרתי אמן אחרי כל תפילה עכשיו רצות בראש מחשבות על לפרוש תגידו איך איבדנו כל צלם אנוש תרגישו מה עבר עלינו בשואה 60 שנה וזה עוד חרוט בנשמה בזיכרון מה הטעות שיצרה אנטישמיות מי נתן לאדם רשות להשמיד תרבות מהמגן דוד נשאר שריד אני את שלי בחיים לא מוריד שיזהיר בעתיד לא לחזור על טעויות ויזכיר להשאיר את העיניים פתוחות וללמוד לא להיות טרף בתוך המצוד לא עוד לרוד לפחד לעמוד לחיות בכבוד ולמות בכבוד הקוד לגן עדן הוא לשרוד השמש תזרח והשמש תצלול הגשם יבוא וישטוף את הכל הגלגל הגול זה נכון למה אם יש חיים אחרי המוות נחכה להם שמה
Memory of the Shishal Million, Subliminal and Miri Ben-Ari, Adon Olam, Ad Matai. On the Israel Hour, Achinoam Nini is our special guest coming up in just a moment, and she sent me this morning some new songs that will appear on her upcoming album. The album is called Love Medicine, and she told me she wrote a brand new song, her first attempt at wrapping her arms around the Holocaust. And we think it's a very fitting way to introduce her and introduce the day, and we'll get her on in just a moment to talk about it. Brand new, possibly a world premiere. Achinoam Nini, Noah, Little Star.
Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder why you are down here. What are you doing on my father's coat? Why are you spoiling my mother's dress? Close my eyes like a diamond in the sky. Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder why you are so dim. What are you doing with a big black name sewn with a needle and a thread of shame? Is just a grown-up's game. I'd rather close my eyes like a diamond in the sky. Clear blue sky. No, I don't want to cry. I'd rather close my eyes like a diamond in the sky. White horses too. One white horse for every million. Next she's coming round for me and you. She'll be coming round the mountain when she comes. She'll be carrying six white horses too. One white horse for every million. Next she's coming round. Twinkle, silent night, all is calm but nothing's bright down here. Woe when a mother and her child fear for their lives as they run and hide. I'm trembling in sigh. Please let me close my eyes and sleep in a heavenly peace.
That's called Little Star by Noah on the Israel Hour. Achinoam, is that a world premiere? Has anyone heard this before?
Nobody's heard it before, no. Not publicly.
Anyway. All right. Well, we appreciate the scoop. Thank you so much. I am on the phone with Noah, a woman whose career I've enjoyed following for about 20 years now, ever since I saw her live in New York City. She just blew me away, and she's been on our show many times, and I'm so glad to talk to you again. Noah, welcome back to the Israel Hour.
Thank you very much, Josh. Thanks for having me again.
Always wonderful to talk to you. So before we get on to happier topics, tell me a little bit about this song. Today marks the evening of Yom HaShoah. Probably is already starting in Israel where you are now. I'm sorry?
It's almost starting.
Okay. Tell me a little bit about that song that we just heard.
Well, it was my first attempt to write a song related to the Holocaust in any way. And obviously, it's with the little star is referring to the yellow star that the Jews were forced to wear. I tried to make it as subtle and poetic, and to employ different children's songs into children's songs, and then finally the last, which is also has a reference to Silent Night. I'm really proud of it. I think it came out very, very understated and very poetic, but very deep at the same time. And it will be part of my new album, which is coming out in Israel in June and later on throughout Europe and the United States. It's called Love Medicine.
All right, so let's talk a little bit about Love Medicine. I know you did a crowdfunding project for this. Tell me about that. Why have you chosen that route?
Well, you know, many things are changing in the music industry, we are no longer working with the major record labels that we were working with over the last 20 years. We're independent, and as independent, it has, which is a positive and negative thing. negative because there is nobody to fall back upon, but then positive because we have a lot more freedom. Artistic freedom and freedom to decide how we would like to make our music, when we would like to release, what to choose our songs, to choose our style, to do everything ourselves, which is really wonderful for me. I really, really enjoy that.
I noticed you wrote online that same thing. Has that been a problem for you in the past? Do the record companies stick their nose where they don't belong?
Yeah, yes, they do. They do try to influence you and let me try to be gentle.
Right.
They try to nudge you into the direction that they think will be more profitable for them, more commercial, which is not always the more artistic road to take. And they've also helped in many ways throughout the years. But and there have been great people in the record company, but I'm very happy that I'm on to the next phase. The crowdfunding project we did with an Israeli company called Head Start was really a huge success. We managed to raise way beyond what we were looking for and complete the album ourselves in my home studio with wonderful musicians. And we actually just completed it, just finished mastering it today.
Wow.
And we're very excited. And we'll be out soon.
Sounds very exciting. Do you think
we'll
that...
We'll be presenting some of these new songs in the concert that we're playing in New York on Wednesday night.
Okay, yeah, we'll definitely talk about that in a minute. Do you feel that this is the new way for Noah to make and release her music? Will this happen again?
Maybe. We'll see. I mean, things change so rapidly in the world nowadays. I don't know what's going to happen next year. For now, it's great. It was a wonderful experience. I think it's a great idea for artists from all walks of life, be it a creative artist in the field of music or the plastic arts or visual arts of all sorts, or writers and theater, and there are many, many options here. And it makes the whole process of creating art more direct, so that the connection to the audience is more direct and more immediate. I really believe in it. I think it's wonderful.
Can't wait to hear the full result. I've heard a few songs. Now, some of them, you sent me one in Hebrew and two in English. Is this a combination of Hebrew-English, the full album?
Most of the album is in English. It's an international album, which we released around the world. But there's one song in Hebrew, and I sent it to you. It's a Gilberto Gil song. Gilberto Gil is one of Brazil's greatest singer-songwriters. And the original song is called Apaish, which means in Portuguese peace. And I translated it together with Gil to Hebrew. We call it Shalom. And it's the only song in Hebrew on this album. The rest of the songs are in English.
How do your international fans relate to your Hebrew music?
Many of them enjoy the Hebrew immensely. I mean, they love the sound. They love the exotic element of it. Many of them love not understanding it. And some of them are curious about the language, become more and more curious over the years. And many of them have visited Israel, actually, or even started learning Hebrew in order to understand the lyrics better, which is a very point of pride for me. I love thinking that many people over the years have come to visit Israel and discovered Israel through our music.
Oh, that's wonderful. And I saw that you did an underwater photo shoot for the album.
Yeah, that was fun.
How was that?
I have a friend who is a great diver and an underwater photographer, and he has been for years suggesting that we do an underwater photo shoot. And this year, I decided to go for it, and it was fun. It was beautiful. I thought this was very appropriate for the album as well, because there's something maybe a womb-like about being immersed in water. You become very vulnerable, and there are a lot of things that you can't control because it's an absolutely uncontrollable environment, and something very basic or primordial, I would say, about being in water. And I thought that was very, very in keeping with the line, the artistic line and the emotional line of this album.
You posted a video of the photo shoot. I saw you smiling underwater and all that. Is that...
I'm pretty natural underwater. I'm quite a fish.
You don't have to hold your breath for...
I'm a fish and a bird at the same time.
you don't have to hold your breath for, like, a very, very, very long time?
I actually can hold my breath. It appears. I didn't know I had this ability. I can't scuba dive. I'm actually quite afraid of all that gear. But I have a sort of natural ability of holding my breath for a long time and feeling very natural underwater, relaxing my face muscles and being relaxed in general. I'd love to swim, by the way. Swimming is my absolute favorite sport. But I never tried... I never tried this kind of thing before, and I really enjoy it.
Yeah, most people haven't tried this kind of thing before. But
no.
And I would imagine that breath control comes with your singing abilities as well, no?
Of course, yeah. It's part of my singing, of course.
Well, that's great. I'm excited to hear the full album. What we've heard so far sounds great. We'll play another song in just a minute. And you're coming to the U.S. We'd love to see you here in this country. Always look forward to seeing you here as well. And the full schedule is posted on noahsmusic.com. That's her website, noahsmusic.com. Here in New York on Wednesday night. Is that correct?
Yes, yes.
Highline Ballroom?
Yes, the first time. I've never been there.
So what's it like for you to play in New York where you spent a lot of your...
We also have David Rose, our special guest.
Yeah, I saw that too.
Whoever likes David, we'll be hearing him and we'll be singing together. It's a great honor for us. It's the first time that we've actually been able to perform together. I've known David for years. Actually, the second time we performed once many years ago in Kikar Rabin Square, actually. I think in one of the Rabin memorials, which was very, very exciting. And now we're performing together in this concert in New York. David is a wonderful artist.
Yeah,
in the concert, by the way, we will feature a musician who's a recent acquisition to our band. His name is Adam Ben Ezra. He's a phenomenal contrabass player and a multi-instrumentalist. He's really a great talent. And Gildor, of course, and myself. So we're the trio, and then David will be joining us as a guest.
Is this a lot of songs from the Israeli songbook, from your new album, from your full repertoire?
Actually, most of the songs, the tour is called Israeli Songbook, really truly by chance, because it was scheduled a year ago before I had this new album.
Okay.
So I will not be doing songs from the Israeli songbook. Actually, I did that last year. This year, I'm going to be doing some of my oldies with new arrangements, and quite a few songs from the new album, which will be featured actually in debut performances in this concert. And I think it's a beautiful show. I think people will love it. I play a lot of percussion on the show. I'm doing a lot more than ever in the playing conga and more drums and different things, and really I'm enjoying that part of my musical persona more and more over the years.
Yeah, we love it when you play percussion. That always blows us away. you spent many of your formative years growing up in New York City. What's it like to come back to New York to play a concert?
It's thrilling and terrifying at the same time. Yeah, it's always hard to get people to come to see a show in New York because they have so many other options. We all know that. So I'm always nervous that people will come and that they'll enjoy and that will be good. I don't like having the first night of the tour in New York, but it worked out that way this time. So I'm more nervous about that, too, because I'm going to be jet-lagged and everything, and I'm going to be, you know, I'm going to be very, very excited and nervous. So I need a lot of support from good people, loving people that will come and with an open heart and mind, and I hope that you all do that.
I'm sure that we will. We all love you here in this part of the world, and we're very excited. Achinoam Nini at the Highline Ballroom Wednesday evening. Check out Noah's Music for all the information. I understand Mazal Tov wishes are in order for the bar mitzvah of your son.
Yes. Yes, just a month ago.
Saw the pictures online that looked beautiful. Mazal Tov.
Thank you. Yeah, we were wonderful. He read from the Torah. He read in the Yemenite Nigun, which is from my family, my grandfather, and he did it beautifully. We did the ceremony in a Reform synagogue called Bet Daniel in Tel Aviv, which is a wonderful place, with Rav Meir Azari, which I have to say is one of the loveliest people I've met in a long time, presiding over the ceremony. And then we had a beautiful party, and he played guitar, and he sang, and he had a beautiful Dvar Torah, and it was just really, really exciting.
I remember meeting your little son backstage years ago, a little tiny kid.
Yes, that's him.
I can't believe
it. The same curly boy.
We have a 13-year-old, too, so I know how it feels.
Yes, wow. Well, it's also to you, too.
Thank you. It is wonderful to talk to you, as always. Anything else we should know about the career of Achinoam Nini, Noah, in the near future?
Well, only that I've also been dealing with a lot of other things recently. Well, you know, I'm always politically involved in the peace process, trying to promote understanding between Arabs and Jews in every possible way, and I've continued to do a lot of that work recently. And in addition, I'm working on a new internet startup.
Wow.
Because we are a startup nation. We, Gil Dor and I, are founders of a company called Fair Play Music, which is, I think, is going to be a smash. So we're working on that, and I'll tell you more about it next time we talk.
All right. Very good. Well, we wish you the best of luck, as always. We love you, and we're very excited to see you next week, or this week, in New York City. Noah, thank you so much. Thank you so much for joining us, as always. It is always a pleasure to talk to you, and we really appreciate the scoop on these new songs. This is great.
All right,
we'll hear another one of them now. This is from the upcoming album. The album is called Love Medicine. The song, Love, Love, Love.
Bye.
There are words of wisdom in every sacred book. You can see them shining everywhere you look, reminding us that we are not alone, that we share this world as our only home. You can say it in a million ways, it will still remain the same. Sacred book, you can see them shining everywhere you look, reminding us that we are not alone, that we share this world as our only home.
Fun new song by Noah. Achinoam Nini, great talking to her as always. Hope you enjoyed the little conversation we had together. And she'll be at the Highline Ballroom Wednesday night. Check it out, noahsmusic.com, noahsmusic.com. Best of luck to Achinoam, as always. Let's see. So that was called Love, 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 world premiere here on the Israel Hour. Wow, how often do we get to say that? That was great. So glad to talk to her. And lots of concerts going on in our area over the next few weeks. We have, I've been asked to announce, not an Israeli artist, but Neshama Kalbach. You've heard that name, I'm sure. She will be in a brand new venue. It's called The River. New York's new home for Jewish music at Riverdale Temple, Riverdale, New York. Neshama Kalbach will be the inaugural guest, the inaugural performer, Saturday night, May 10th at 9:30 p.m. in Riverdale, New York. For information, check out The River. I don't have a website yet, but it's The River, located at Riverdale Temple in Riverdale, New York, for Neshama Kalbach, Saturday night, May 10th. HaProyek Sheli Dan Reichel, we might hear them in a moment. They will be all over the place. In all over the North America, actually, but specifically in our area, in Montclair, New Jersey, May 5th, New York City, two shows. One is in Brooklyn, I believe. I think that's on May 6th, and on May 9th, it'll be in New York City. Check out teev.com for all the details, T-E-E-V.com. Love it when there are great Israeli concerts in our area. It's always very, very exciting. Rami Kleinstein will be in our area as well. New York City on May 12th. We'll also be in Chicago, Las Vegas, Los Angeles. Teev.com for all the details. Rami Kleinstein, Tickling the Ivories on the Israel Hour.
עוד לא מצאתי תשובה תמיד כך מתברר זה הולך או שבא אז לא אבכה כמו אידיוט על דברים שעשיתי כמו גבר לא אשב ואשתוק כשהאש פה מכל לבר העולם בעין אחת פילוסוף בשנייה רומנטיקן חיפשתי מלחמה אולי עשיתי מרמה נפלתי מגבוה ישר לאדמה אז לא אבכה רציתי להראות לכולם שהאמת הפשוטה אצלי ביד רגע הסתובבתי ונשארתי לבד
מתנודדת וכל חלום הוא למורה נטי אז את אוזנך לשקט כל חסד רחמים עוד יעלה הנה הוא בא כי בשבילו נפשך נשמרת הרי קרבה היא השעה עד ששדות בזרועותייך ייפול בסוף הדרך כשישובו לי כבולם רק מנעי קולך מבכי ועינייך מדמעה כי ישר ייפתח לו יבוא במסערה כשישובו לי כבולם רק מנעי קולך מבכי ועינייך מדמעה כי ישר יפתח לו יבוא במסערה כשישובו לגבולם עדר נחלה המים דרך שרים שוב המיני קולך מבכי יש תקווה לאחריתך רק מיני קולך מבכי ועינייך מדמעה כי ישר ייפתח לו יבוא בו בסערה כשישובו לי גבולם שובו לגבולם רק מנעי קולך מבכי ועינייך מדמעה תחלו יבוא בו מסערה כשישובו לגבולם רק מנעי קולך מבכי ועינייך מדמעה כי ישר יפתח לו יבוא בו מסערה כשישובו לגבולם
Another song appropriate for Yom HaShoah in some way. Proyek Sheli Dan Reichel, Mini Kolech Mibechi. And before that, Rami Kleinstein, Ele HaChayim Sheli. Both of them will be appearing live in the United States, in North America, and here in our area. Check TV.com for details on both those shows. And before that, two brand new world premiere songs from Noah. We heard Love, Love, Love. And also in honor of Yom HaShoah, Little Star. And you can check her out at the Highline Ballroom in New York City on Wednesday evening. Very, very excited to have great Israeli artists here in New York City, especially as we approach Yom HaAtzma'ut. I believe is next Sunday our Yom HaAtzma'ut show. My gosh, I can't believe it. Kind of the pinnacle of everything we do here on the Israel Hour, our Yom HaAtzma'ut show coming up next Sunday. And I believe Meirav Dubrovsky will be our host. Wow, that should be very exciting. So stay tuned for that. Tune in next Sunday, 11 a.m. If I'm reading the calendar right, we need to do Yom HaAtzmaut next Sunday. So tune in one way or another. Meirav should be here, 11 a.m. next Sunday. Please give her your full attention and support. We would greatly appreciate it. Facebook.com/Israel Hour. If you have any comments on anything you heard on today's show, if you want to tell us what you thought of Achinoam Nini's interview on the Israel Hour, that's also the place you can check a great new video. El Al apparently has started up this low-cost airline. It's like a budget airline. It's called Up. The airline is called Up. And they released a great safety video, which has gone viral. You know those videos that always pop up to buckle your seatbelts, and in the case of an emergency, the gas masks, not gas masks, what do they call those? Oxygen masks will come down and all that. Well, they put that all in a fun, exciting video that's going around the web. Check that out, facebook.com/Israel Hour. Sure to give you a chuckle. A few more minutes here on the Israel Hour. We're waiting on the arrival of the Turkish Hour. They should be here momentarily. In the meantime, here is Miri Masika on the Israel Hour, keeping Israeli music on your dial.
שבועיים בעיר זרה, גר בחצי דירה, זכורה חי מכל מה שבא ליד אוכל מקופסאות, אמא אמרה תיקח עוד, תיקח עוד אבל אתה לא יכול עוד לקחת איך אנשים יפים על בניינים נראים לך גדולים מהחיים לנצח צעירים, תמיד מאושרים ידיים באוויר, טס מעל העיר, בוא תהיה מלך, מלך הלילה, רוח בפנים, כמה טוב לך בפנים. או, תראה, אין כבר שום דבר קדוש בעולם הזה. רצו וזה לא נורא פה כולם ניזונים מבדידות עושר זמין בשתי דקות וריקנות בכל מיני שפות מחכים להזדמנות איך אנשים יפים על בניינים נראים לך גדולים מהחיים לנצח צעירים תמיד מאושרים עדיין מהות אז מעל העיר בוא תהיה מלך מלך הלילה רוח בפנים כמה טוב לך בפנים תראה אין כבר שום דבר קדוש בעולם הזה בעולם ידיים באוויר, טס מעל העיר, פה תהיה מלך, מלך הלילה, רוח בפנים, כמה טוב לך בפנים.
אני יושב עכשיו קרוב אל השמיים מנסה למצוא תשובות לשאלה על הדרך גם חולץ את הנעליים חיילים עכשיו עוזבים את המרכבה כן אני יושב שם חושב קצת עלייך להכיב מעט ללב את המשפט הבא את בטח מכירה יום יומיים אני בא בחזרה נגמר, נגמר, נגמר ובדרך כשיצאנו אל הבית אז עצרנו בפלאפל בפינה ואנשים שם הסתכלו מחו כפיים הגיבורים שלנו אמרו באהבה ואני עומד שם מסתתר קצת גדול עליי להיות זה ששומר ובין ביס לביס עולב עם מחשבה להזזל כמה גיבורים יש במדינה נגמר, 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 נגמר.
Ladies and gentlemen, a big thank you to all of you for tuning into the Israel Hour, 88.7 WRSU FM, New Brunswick. And a huge thanks to Achinoam Nini for joining us today. Really appreciate it. Always glad to talk to her. We're back next Sunday, 11 a.m. Mirav Dubrovsky will be your hostess with the mostest on that day, so be sure to tune in then. We're live. You can hear our podcast all the time, facebook.com/IsraelHour and IsraelHour.com. Until next time, my name is Josh Rohn. You're tuned to 88.7 WRSU FM, New Brunswick. Turkish Hour is coming up next. Shalom Alitrod from the Israel Hour. Al Tafsik Lashir.
בעוד רגע כבר אשמע את הכפיים ואז אצעק בכל כוחי מהבמה ואם שומעים, אם מקשיבים עוד אפשר למצוא כאב בין המילים ומבטיח לא אכתוב על זה יותר רק בפעם הבאה ששבר נגמר, 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 נגמר. יש מדינה אחת על יד ירושלים, שם עדיין משתוללת מלחמה. כי אנשים שמאבדים את העיניים לא מחכים לגיבורים באף פינה נגמר, נגמר, נגמר